Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Katie, thank you for returning to the podcast for the third time. I am so thrilled to have you.
Hey, I'm happy to be back. Third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. And today we get to talk about St. Joseph on St. Joseph's feast day, which, I mean, could not be more divine because we both love St. Joseph. And I haven't done any episodes on him at all. And he's the patron of the Sunday Monday. So I thought who would be a better guest than you? And the answer was St. Joseph himself. But since he has not been responding to my text.
Unfortunately, he's been unavailable. He's bigger fish to fry, unfortunately.
Bigger fish to fry, but that's okay. He is here with us in spirit, I'm sure.
Yes, like for sure.
Amazing. Well, so I thought that, you know, I feel like over the past few years, St. Joseph has really, you know, exploded across the Catholic scene. And I think many people had devotions to St. Joseph before. But actually, do you want to just give an introduction to who you are before we dive into St. Joseph?
Yes, absolutely.
Briefly introduce yourself and then we'll go to St. Joseph.
Sure. So hi, everyone. My name is Katie Middle. I live in New York City, and I had the pleasure of meeting Jane through the Sunday Monday almost 3 years ago, which is crazy. And we have just become besties ever since. Originally from Kentucky. I'm the youngest of eight. Trying to think what other fun facts are important about me. You got any for me, Jane?
Incredible friend, leader of in the Catholic community in New York. So much fun, so joyful. Running a half marathon this weekend. So by the time this comes out, she will be a half marathon runner, which is a huge accomplishment.
Yes, but very excited for that to be over, but also very excited for it to for me to accomplish that.
I'm so proud of you. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good.
Amazing. Yes. And if you want to learn more about Katie, you can go listen to two of our other podcasts that I will link here as well. So you can start there. You can start at the beginning of our friendship, which was the first one, and then deeper into our friendship, which was the second one. And then, you know, we could just continue to go deeper and deeper. So that's why we're going to keep having her back. Amazing. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about St. Joseph. I think that kind of, and I'd love to hear kind of your experiences too, Katie, but I think that growing up, my image of like who St. Joseph was that he was like an old man who was kind of betrothed to Mary, like wasn't a super key figure in really anything. Like he was in the Christmas story, but after that, didn't hear about him other than, you know, searching for Jesus when Jesus got lost for a few days. But really I didn't know that much about St. Joseph. And then I went to a high school that was run by the Sisters of St. Joseph. And so at the beginning of every single class period, we would pray, St. Joseph, pray for us. God is our light. And so I've been in like requesting the, you know, patronage and the prayers of St. Joseph for years and years and years, but never really had much of a devotion to him or an understanding of him until the year of St. Joseph, which I think was like kind of 2020 to 2021-ish. So about 4 years ago, and a friend of mine, Mad, who has also been on the podcast, Madeline Stahl, she found this amazing book, The Consecration to St. Joseph by Father Calloway, and it sold out everywhere. So no one could buy their own copy, but she took photos of every single page and had a group of like, I don't know, 15 of us in a group chat.
All friends
together, which was so sweet. But that completely transformed my understanding of St. Joseph. To now him being one of the saints I, you know, pray to and ask for his intercession the most. But yeah, Katie, what kind of was your journey and introduction to St. Joseph?
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I mean, I think for me, like most things with my faith came to me like through my mom's devotion. My mom always kind of talked about him and she had a really lively devotion to him. It was the first picture that when you walk in my back door, it's St. Joseph with Jesus, like on display. And another reason is that he was always like around, or I always heard about him, was all of the men in my family, their middle names are all Joseph. So all my brothers and my dad.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they all share that, which is really cool. So I feel like You know, I was always around. And I also remember from a young age, especially like talking about crushes or boys or anything with my mom, she would always be like, go to St. Joseph. She was like, I always prayed for him for my spouse. Like, I always prayed to him. So I feel like I had that. But similarly for you, like, I thought of him as like, I think the name like foster father had more of an impact on me than I think like I really realized until of just like it not being him not being that big of a person in Jesus's life. And until similarly I read the Total Consecration to Saint Joseph, the book. And that really changed my relationship with him, and understanding just how, you know, how important he is. I think like it says like with the exception of like our mother, the dignity of Saint Joseph is so great that none can be greater. And like just reading that over and over again in different ways throughout the book was really life-changing and changed the relationship that I had with him. I also think like when you brought this up, the idea of the podcast, I was thinking a little bit more about what kind of what I wanted to say and what I liked a lot of what I liked about him. And I think as you said of him being the patron of the Sunday Monday, like it is like you go to him with like with if you need a new job or you're having trouble with work, you go to him like for a peaceful death, you go to him for a spouse. Like there's so many things that you can go to him. And he's been a really good example of like, especially when I haven't wanted to, I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to work, or I feel like I don't really want to do this. Like he has been someone that I invoke, and like he worked so hard and you know, a quote unquote poor man's job, and but did it with such dignity. I think the example is really important.
Yeah, I think I had never really considered like the closeness of Saint Joseph to Jesus. Because if you think about it, Jesus's first 30 years were silent. Like they were quiet. And in that time, like who was teaching Jesus virtue? And who was, you know, there's like so many beautiful meditations about Jesus in Saint Joseph's workshop, right? Like Saint Joseph the carpenter, Jesus was learning this craft from his father. And Saint Joseph would have been so patient and so gentle and would have taught Jesus about excellence and service and diligence and devotion and honesty and integrity and all these things. And when you think about it that way, it kind of like goes to follow that like someone who God would have chosen to be the spouse of Mary and the father or the foster father of Jesus, like would have had to be an incredible man to protect them, to, you know, to lead them, to provide for them, to make prudent decisions on their behalf. And so that was kind of, I would say, like almost the gateway of like, oh wow, like if he was in their home, he would have had to be such like an incredible man. And as you're saying, like one of the, I mean, many writers call him one of the greatest of the saints, right? Because if you think about it, he spent every single day with Mary and Jesus, like every single day, in their home, which is just remarkable. If you could think about like any sort of a better life than to be spending every day, in the presence of Mary and Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've also, in moments of, you know, that I've struggled with faith, I think I've invoked him because, you know, the faith that he had to have in God to like accept Mary when he figured out that she was pregnant, and to know that like he needed to take them away from Herod and like travel, even though like he was like, wait, you just said we needed to be here, and now you're saying something different, and all of those things without having and question and without questioning as well, right? I think so many times it's like we're given something, and we might end up doing it, but it's like, well, are you sure? Or like in your mind, you're like, let me call a million friends and ask their advice. Like he just did it. Like the faith that he had was so strong.
Yeah. Well, and going off of that too, part of so I'll link this consecration to Saint Joseph, and I highly recommend it because it's so beautiful. And I think I'll probably do it for the May 1st, which is Saint Joseph the Worker.
Okay. Yeah.
He has two major feast days. Today, March 19th, if you're listening to this promptly, and then May 1st. But it's so beautiful. And but some of his titles, Joseph Most Prudent, Joseph Most Courageous, and Joseph Most Obedient, right? Like are what you're saying there. I think that the devotion to St. Joseph that I would say there's probably two, but I would say the devotion to St. Joseph that I think has had the biggest impact on me in the last, you know, few months or most recently, is the sleeping St. Joseph and the resting St. Joseph. Because like you were just saying, Katie, when St. Joseph like saw that Mary was pregnant, like he could have just like divorced her and run away, like canceled the betrothal and been like, peace, I'm not doing this. But instead he rested and he slept. And in that sleep, an angel came to him and said, Joseph, like, here's what God's asking you to do. Here's the invitation on your life. And he was able to say yes. And similarly, it was also in a dream that an angel came to St. Joseph and said, you need to take your family away from here. The little baby is in danger. This is a bad place for you to be. And I think about that a lot because I think as a person who's, I have a predilection to action. Like I feel very much like in order to do things, I need to act. And in order to make things happen or to do God's will, like I have to be very like, active. And just kind of those meditations on like the rest of St. Joseph, and even the rest and the leisure he would have experienced in the presence of Mary and Jesus, like it's so beautiful. And I think about that a lot. Like St. Joseph was such an effective, active saint, but that came from a place of contemplation and a place of rest and a place of like sleeping and allowing like the Lord to come to him in those dreams, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think similar to what you said of like all the different names that, you know, he's called, it's especially if you read through the litany of St. Joseph, everything that Christians are called to be are something it's like Joseph most chaste, Joseph most faithful, everything that we are supposed to model our lives off in terms of characteristics, like he is said to have the most of. So I think in that way, just learning to love him more and like, Jesus is the person who has most loved our Blessed Lady and has been closest to God.
Yeah. It's so good. It's also, there's a sense of like, in the way that like Mary and Joseph love Jesus, like they love us. And that we had a friend who shared that a few weeks ago with us. And I've prayed it through that and been like, wow, yeah, like Mary and Joseph like want to be our parents too and want to guide us and lead us closer to God, right? Because again, you know, if you're listening to this and maybe you're not super familiar with saints and we're freaking you out with some of our language, like, St. Joseph is not like our attraction to St. Joseph isn't like because of who St. Joseph is, it's because of how he like was drawn to God and everything that he does. And like you were listening, Katie, all these like virtues that he has, like those are virtues that draw us to God. And in his like courage and in his prudence, he was a man after God, like chasing God, and raising, you know, the son of God, which I could imagine would have been a pretty scary, stressful, you know, I have friends with little kids and, you know, they just are always trying to kill themselves on things and like run off of balconies and whatever. Like the kids are crazy. Yeah. And be like, okay, like I really got to keep this child like safe. I think about that often when I think about like the mystery of Jesus and Mary. I think it's the fifth joyful mystery, the finding in the temple of like Joseph and Mary just like being like, where did he go? This is a huge problem. It's a big problem. And I like to meditate on that too, because I'm like, yeah, there are moments where like we're like they felt that fear, right? And they felt that, you know, but they never lost their trust in God and what God was doing, and in his providence.
Yeah. And I think that brings up a really good point on back to like St. Joseph, the worker piece. Like, I just think that there's so many real examples that I can pinpoint to of that he had to do things that are similar to what my vocation right now in my life is. And to be able, and I know that there's a lot of saints that also have that, but this, it just, in terms of like working, it feels the most relevant. Like he feels like the most relevant saint to kind of work through that with me. And that is really helpful. Similar to like the going back to the meditation, it's like they never lost the faith. And like he had to work really hard and he had to teach Saint Joseph all of these skills of being a carpenter and all of those things for the first 30 years. And then like, then those 3 years after is when really we see Jesus's life, you know, in the public eye. But I think that helps me sometimes when I'm like wanting something different, right? When I'm like still going to him and praying to him for a spouse and all of that stuff, and I'm maybe wanting something different in my vocation. I meditate on that a little bit of like, there is both. There's mm-hmm. virtue and goodness in both.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah. And the novena prayers that you sent me, one of them, or the side that there's kind of two prayers on here, but one of the prayers that I love, which is the prayer for success in work. Because this has really struck me, I think, in my own like life at the moment too, of being like, okay, so my vocation is to love, and my vocation is to pursue excellence, right? Like we're not expected to be perfect, but we are expected to be excellent. And if we're going to be known as Christians, like then we need to be worthy of that, right? And we need to be, you know, doing work that is good and doing work that like is excellent. If I haven't said that word enough times. But what I love, I just want to read this prayer because there's a few pieces of it that really stand out for me. And I would love to hear, Katie, too, your thoughts kind of through this prayer too. But it begins, O glorious Saint Joseph, model of all who are devoted to labor, obtain for me the grace to work in the spirit of penance and expiation for my many sins, to work conscientiously by placing love of duty above my inclinations, to gratefully and joyously deem it an honor to employ and to develop by labor the gifts I have received from God, to work methodically, peacefully, and in moderation and patience, without ever shrinking from it through weariness or difficulty in work. Above all, with purity of intention and unselfishness, having unceasingly before my eyes death and the account I have to render of time lost, talents unused, good not done, and vain complacency and success, so baneful to the work of God. All for Jesus, all for Mary, all to imitate thee, O Patriarch Saint Joseph. This shall be my motto for life and eternity. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it's beautiful. I think too, as women, right? Like, especially is a big part of with what the Sunday Monday is about, is showing up and being that good example in your workday or in whatever vocation that you're in. And I think that having him as that example for us as well, really helps me when I might like get down and think that, you know, I'm maybe not supposed to be in the corporate world or supposed to be doing something different. Like there is goodness in what we are doing and being active in our faith and example. And I think it says that really well in the prayer.
Yeah. There were a few things when I was praying this morning that stood out. I think, one of them is to work conscientiously by placing love of duty above my inclinations.
Yes.
I really sometimes struggle with this because I'm like, well, okay, I've been asked to do this thing, but like I could do it pretty fast, or I could do it this way, or like I'd rather go and do this instead. And just like I think the like using that muscle of kind of like fortitude and the muscle of endurance to like do what has been asked of us and to do it well versus kind of going the easy way. Is really, I think, an invitation to me in my work. And again, I don't like, I'm not lazy, but I think that it is tempting to sometimes be like, well, like I could do this or I could do that. And like, which one is easier? Sometimes I go the easier route. And that reminds me of kind of, this also comes from that, consecration. One of the traits of Saint Joseph that I'm so just in awe of and like would love to have more of is this supernatural prudence and this like super prudence that is attributed to him. And one of the quotes that I pulled from the book says, supernatural prudence is different from human prudence. Human prudence guides a person to avoid difficulty, suffering, and hardship. Supernatural prudence, on the other hand, does not seek out to avoid suffering. Supernatural prudence embraces the cross out of love and always strives for the greater good. By God's grace, St. Joseph's prudence was supernatural and heroic.
That's beautiful.
And it's like, where does my prudence, because I think also like oftentimes you're like, okay, we'll be prudent. It's like, okay, that kind of means like be conservative and like don't take risks and don't, you know, be prudent in your decisions. But like supernatural prudence, I think also like flies on the wings of like faith and hope and trust in the providence of God, which enables us to do so much more, right? And which is what enabled, I think, Joseph's incredible obedience and courage and like fatherhood to Jesus.
Yeah. And St. Ambrose talks a little bit about like how St. Joseph nourished Jesus for so long with the sweat of his brow. And again, coming back to just like that, the worker piece of him and how hard he worked. And I think you listeners can't see, but I was nodding my head the entire time we were talking about the fortitude. And I feel that a lot come through with my work where I'm like, I don't really want to do what's asked of me. I'm not really interested in working, especially sometimes from work from home days. I'm like, yeah, I could do a million other things, but I'm like, I like really learning and leaning into praying that has been super fruitful. Praying for that desire and grace of fortitude. And honestly, I don't think I've really been invoking St. Joseph in that way, but it's a good reminder too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something that St. Padre Pio, there's like a quote in the book that's a little long, but I'll read it. It says, St. Joseph, with the love and generosity with which he guarded Jesus, so too will he guard your soul. And as he defended him from Herod, so will he defend your soul from the fiercest Herod, the devil. All the care that the patriarch St. Joseph has for Jesus, he has for you and will always help you with his patronage. He will free you from the persecution of the wicked and proud Herod and will not allow your heart to be estranged from Jesus. Go to Joseph with extreme confidence, because I do not remember having asked anything from St. Joseph without having obtained it readily. Yeah.
I love him. Wow. It's so beautiful. And as you said, like, it's that confidence, right? It's the confidence of like, of being able to trust St. Joseph, but also the way in which he was just so, so courageous in ways that like, I desire to have that courage and to be surrounded by people who have that courage too. One of the other things, I think we talked about this briefly at the beginning, but like kind of this belief of like, oh, St. Joseph was this like older man, like old guy. Like the reality is that like, I think in the consecration, they talk about like old men don't walk to Egypt or something. Let me go find it. Basically, it's this whole idea of like St. Joseph walked, and he probably accompanied Mary to go see Elizabeth in the hill country. He wouldn't have let his pregnant betrothed wife like walk that far by herself. So he would have walked her there and walked her back and then walked to Egypt, or walk to Bethlehem and then walk to Egypt. I mean, he was moving and shaking, and someone who's in their 70s or 80s is probably not doing that in the same way. And that was very helpful for me to see like, oh, like this was like a young family. Like this was a young man who, you know, had a plan also. Like he had a plan for his life, and he probably had this plan that like it would be him and Mary. And, you know, I don't know what he thought his life was going to look like, but he had a plan. And, he was able to so humbly and so generously like accept God's plan for his life. And in the same way Mary was able to accept God's plan for her life. And what I think about often with that is like, it wasn't as if this angel came to St. Joseph and said, hey, by the way, change of plans, your betrothed is pregnant with the child of God. If he had not been a man of like deep prayer and service and sacrifice and generosity of spirit and integrity, like those virtues did not just appear in him the day he was asked, God asked him to do something, right? And similarly with Mary, she wasn't just able to be like, okay, fiat, like out of absolutely nowhere. Like there was a seed, and there was like a lifetime of virtue and a lifetime of practice and a lifetime of strengthening her trust and her faith in God that led her to that. And I don't know. I think about that a lot because I think often like the Lord is always, he's always doing something in our lives. And it's like, what is he prepared? Like, what is the fiat he's preparing you for? Like, is it going to be, I mean, it's probably not going to be the fiat of glory. Like, he can ask us to do some really big, scary things. And like, how are we preparing our hearts and like our virtue to say yes to those things, you know?
Absolutely. I don't think I've told you this, but well, you know that my word of the year is endure, but I have been praying through what that kind of means for me lately and feel like I haven't really got an answer. And I'm like, oh no, what am I going to have to endure? But recently came to me in prayer about how I need to endure the uncomfortableness and the periods of growth that I've been experienced to then get to the joy on the other side. And I think that similarly made me think of when you were just saying, like, the day you plant the seed is not the day you bear the fruit. And that goes back to like St. Joseph, most patient, right? Like all of the things that we need and require, he had. And I think that's such a beautiful meditation to think about what you just said of, he worked really hard and really tirelessly and was rewarded with being the foster father of Jesus, and like still had to experience like a lot of hardships as well, right? Like he died before Jesus had to, you know, endure the cross, but he still had to experience so much pain with the loss in the temple. And et cetera, just, you know, I'm sure fleeing Egypt wasn't, you know, joyful and easy. But I think that's a beautiful meditation for life in general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also just like the quietness of St. Joseph. Like it's, do we not hear anything from him in scripture? We don't hear any words.
No.
Like there's no words, he speaks no words, but yet like his kind of like the shadow of his virtue almost is like so present because I don't know, you've seen The Chosen, right? Or have I not made you watch that yet?
You haven't made me watch it yet. You and Erica,
it's okay.
You and Erica haven't gotten to me yet.
Erica got to me and then it's very contagious, but we're definitely going to do some episodes on The Chosen at some point because I know that it would be super interesting, but you see so much of the humanity of Jesus, right? Because they color kind of paint in the, you know, fill in the gaps kind of along, you know, what's in scripture and what isn't. And there's this very sweet scene in one of an early episode. Don't worry, I'm not ruining this for you. But he is like, he meets these children and he builds this little girl, like a little kind of a dollhouse for her. And you just see that. And you're like, oh yeah, like he was a carpenter. And like he had this skill and this gift of like, he could build things with his hands. And you can just see so much of like, oh, like that was like, he would have had so much love for his father and like so much love for St. Joseph. And, I don't know, that's been and Joseph in The Chosen, the actor who portrays St. Joseph, it's just so beautiful. Like you just see this like family and it's just, I don't know, I highly recommend.
Yeah. And I think that comes back to me that something that's been prevalent for me lately is that I'm what I'm doing right now isn't a waste.
Yeah.
And I think about that too, because like you said, we didn't really hear about St. Joseph in scripture. And it just seems like what we hear was that he was the foster father of God, like of God. And it feels like that was the only thing he did, but he also obviously lived a life before. And he built on the characteristics and the virtues to be ready. And I think that that's a really helpful reminder for me and for other people hopefully listening of just like the day you plant the seed is not the day you bear the fruit. And like all of this stuff is worthwhile and we can still want and hope for more. And hopefully we get our desires to come true. But the work that we're putting in now is crucial.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the slow work, right? And like the slow work of just allowing God to, I think, reveal the places that I have so far to go. And then also being able to look back, like you and I are doing Fiat 90 now, but we also did it last year. And I look at kind of my experience from last year, and there were some things that were really hard. Like I couldn't do it. Like last year, I tried to give up alcohol and I just couldn't do it. Like my heart just wasn't ready for that, you know? Like it was like, oh, but I like going to all these happy hours and I like having all these opportunities to like, you know, go and be social, and I won't have fun if I'm not having, you know, a drink or something. And like I look at this year and how much my heart has changed around that. And how much, like, I don't want to use the word easier, but like I think the Lord just had to kind of like loosen my hand, my grip on that a little bit. And he did it gently though. It wasn't like he tore something out of my hands. It wasn't like I had some, you know, awful experience that like led me to this realization. It was like he just gently was able to change my heart. And I think he's doing that in all of us. And it's hard to see it day to day, right? Like day, like yesterday to today, like what has changed, but like over a year or even over a month sometimes, over a few months, like the way that he is so gentle, in redirecting our heart and like detaching us from things. I think like oftentimes people talk about like detachment and abandonment and like the Christian life, and like the only way to be holy is to be abandoned and detached from everything. And it's like that sounds like a lot of work, but again, we come back to the resting Saint Joseph and the and trusting that God, like God wants to do the work in us, and we don't have to like, you know, give away all our belongings, like unless God's asking you to do that, in which case, Godspeed. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's this invitation of like, we don't have to strive after being like yes, we have to make virtuous decisions, and our work is a great, very practical place to do that. But he's never asking us to do more than we can, and he wants to give us the grace to do those things supernaturally, right? Like Saint Joseph.
Absolutely. That's something similarly with Fiat. Like for me, daily mass last year, like that would have never, it was really hard for me to even get to one extra. And that's been something that honestly has been like one of the easiest things that I have done, like committed to this year. And something that has come up for me a lot with Fiat is just God's timing. And like, similarly to what you were saying, like, so much can change within a month or within a year in praying. And you know, I opened up my Saint Joseph consecration, and when you texted me about doing this, and I found a note card of all of the intentions that I had for this consecration, and some of them honestly did, I feel like didn't really come true, or really didn't, I really haven't felt the fruits of them until this year, and I did that almost a year ago. And it was such a beautiful little reminder of like God is always working, and it's just not always on our timing. And similar to like what Saint Padre Pio said, like go in confidence to him to be able, and like nothing that you ask will be denied, if it's for the greater glory of God.
Yeah, I think it's good. And I think also like we have Saint Joseph is the patron of so many things. I pulled up a list. He is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, husbands, expectant mothers, travelers, immigrants, house sellers and buyers, craftsmen, engineers, work and workers. And I just think that like also if anyone is in a season of dating, like praying for the intercession of Saint Joseph is so fruitful. It has been so fruitful in my life. And it also like it helps me be really thoughtful about like what are the virtues that like what are the virtues that I'm looking for in a man that I would marry. And if you look at Saint Joseph, I mean, it's the list of the things that Saint Joseph is, but that kind of means I need to be like Mary. So working on it actively at work. But yeah, I just look at those virtues and I'm like, yeah, like it is so attractive to see someone who is willing to like lay down their life and sacrifice and lead, protect, right? And be a man who like pursues integrity in his work and excellence in his craft. And those things are so attractive. And so if you're praying for or you're looking for someone or dating or what, I don't know, whatever seasons you're in. Saint Joseph is a really good patron for that, and also like a beautiful model of like, okay, like this is the kind of man that I'm like praying for, is someone who's like Saint Joseph.
Absolutely. And I would go a step further too. Like, even if you are married and you're like, I want my husband to maybe grow in those, or like, I feel that call, like an even better, more of a reason to pray to him and cultivate that devotion. And maybe do it together. Maybe do like the total
Do the book together.
Do it together, and grow in that, because like you have heard from Jane and I this whole time, like our relationship has grown so much in St. Joseph, you know, and separately, but like, it's not just for the spouses or for, you know, a holy death or anything like that. This model, he is a model of Christian life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the prayer at the end? What's the little note at the end that I sent you? It's something about like, if you pray this and have a devotion to this,
yeah, will it be... says, whoever shall read this prayer or hear it or keep it about themselves shall never die a sudden death.
Yeah, I'm like, what a devotion, what like a amazing gift and grace to be able to me, that means like I would be able to get the last rites, right? Like I would have time. I wouldn't be something that's instantly gone. And really, what more could you want?
And I think also like protections against drowning. And I've prayed some other I've prayed quite a few different novenas and prayers to Saint Joseph. And yeah, he, because tradition tells us that he died in the presence of Jesus and Mary, which is a pretty solid way to go out.
Yep.
I would say.
I would agree with you on that one,
pretty,
girl.
Pretty good. pretty good option there. But yeah, I just like, I'm so grateful that you said yes to doing this podcast, because I think that like one of the great gifts of my life has been having people who love certain saints and who have kind of like drawn me into them. And I think like this has happened to me with Saint Therese. It's happening again. I'm rereading Story of a Soul. Like, it's just, oh, I love Saint Therese, but it took me a long time to be into her.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, and now I love her. Saint Jude, that was like a friend's mom loved Saint Jude. And now like Saint Jude is my guy. He's my dude. Yeah. I love Saint Jude.
Yeah.
And so similarly with Saint Joseph, right? Like, it was an invitation of a friend who was like, hey, I'm doing this consecration. Do you want to do that? And so I think there's like such a great way to grow in like depth of friendship, right? And like I also think that like saints, you know, saints appear in our lives, or saints, you know, start to become more prominent in our lives, like when we need them. And Saint Joseph definitely came into my life at a time that I really needed you know, guidance and encouragement around virtue and around my work. And so if maybe you're feeling a little bit of a prompting to get to know him more, first of all, thanks for listening to this episode. But then secondly, I really recommend this consecration. And there's so many good resources too on St. Joseph as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, but going back to the point on kind of God's timing, right? Like, I think sometimes you can read something, you can hear about St. Joseph for your whole life and growing up and not really have much of a desire, or it not, maybe doesn't go too deep. But would encourage, like, for your, you know, your invitation of like, hey, I saw this book at the Strand. Do you want me to get you a copy for $8.50? And I was like, absolutely. And it similarly, like, it was a time in my life where I needed a reminder that there are really good men out there, and there are going to be really strong men like St. Joseph. And that was really life-giving then. And it's just continued to grow. But I think like maybe 2 years earlier, or, you know, when I was growing up, it might have not been as fruitful. So I would say, even if you have tried in the past and kind of get to know him, if you're feeling that grace or that call to do it, definitely listen to it.
Totally. And I know that like doing it again this year, I did it the first year in 2021 and then I did it in 2022. I didn't do it last year, but I know that like even now different things will stand out. But yeah, he's great and he comes through, and you know, even if you're like, I don't have time for that, just say, Saint Joseph, pray for me every once in a while. And he's always coming through. And yeah, has been definitely a huge champion in my life. And I'm very grateful for his intercession and also for his patronage of the Sunday Monday, because, you know, he's our patron saint, Saint Joseph the Worker. And it's so funny because when I chose that, I didn't know, like, this was before I ever did this consecration. I just was like, you know what? This sounds right. Like, let's do this. And so I don't know. Silly things like that happen all the time where, like, I'll buy a book and then, like, I don't read it for, like, 5 years. Like, I had He Leadeth Me on my shelf for, like, 5 years before I ever read it. And then I was like, oh, this was just sitting here.
That's how I am with Christ Is Passing By, the book that you gave me by.
Oh, yeah.
Who's it by? Yes. I mean, talk about incredible homilies and so, like, everything. I feel like I'm marking up every single page and, like, wanting to earmark everything, but so prevalent. And, like, you gave me those, like, 2 years ago, and they've been looking at me on my bookshelf. And then I was like, oh, I need to do some readings for Lent. And, like, it's been the perfect reading. So,
and he loves it. He is great.
He does.
I went to go find some of his writings, and then I just was like, we already have so many things to talk about. But yeah, Jose Maria Escrivá talks a lot about Saint Joseph.
I think it's him that apparently, when in Vatican II, when they decided to add Saint Joseph's name in the Mass, one of his friends called him and was like, I knew you were going to be so happy. He was like, you were the first person I thought of. And I read that, and I was like, also, what a gift to be, like, the thought of someone when, like, you know how much someone loves Saint Joseph or a saint, and you're like, I'm gonna call them right away and be like, look, listen to this, aren't you pumped?
I love it. That's so cool. Yeah, that's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been a gift. Any last thoughts on Saint Joseph?
I don't think so. Maybe we can end in one of our his prayers or something, maybe the litany.
I would love it. Let's do the litany. Great idea. Yeah. Do you want to lead it, and I'll do the second part. And if you're listening, you can join us.
Let me find it. I might have you lead it.
Page 233. Okay.
You lead it.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. Should we pray it in Latin or in English?
I'm good with English. Thank you for checking.
We'll keep it in English, everyone. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble offspring of David,
pray for us.
Light of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Spouse of the Mother of God,
pray for us.
Chaste guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Zealous defender of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph most just,
pray for us.
Joseph most chaste,
pray for us.
Joseph most prudent,
pray for us.
Joseph most courageous,
pray for us.
Joseph most obedient,
pray for us.
Joseph most faithful,
pray for us.
Mirror of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workmen,
pray for us.
Glory of domestic life,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of families,
pray for us.
Comfort of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of demons,
pray for us.
Protector of the Holy Church,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
He has made him Lord of his household.
And prince over all his possessions.
Let us pray. O God, who, in your loving providence, chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, so good.
So good. The book truly is so powerful. The Total Consecration, I could read it many times throughout the year, and we'll definitely I think I did it twice last year. I just learned a lot about him too, like, again, because he's not really spoken about a lot in scripture. There's such beautiful stories and that you can grow in your faith, so
and you're miracle, and like, it's so, yeah, it just, it was really a beautiful, yeah, it was beautiful.
The mirror of patience. I'm like, awesome. Need to work on that.
Yeah. Well, truly, we just went through the litany and I'm like, that one and that one and that one and that one.
I need help with that one. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's just such a gift, and his prayers are powerful. And we love that. And I just looked down at my laptop, and on my laptop, I have a little sticker that says, go to Joseph.
Oh.
Which comes from the Old Testament Joseph, when, you know, they were told to go to the Joseph and technical or dream coat Joseph.
Yep.
Brothers were sent to go to Joseph. And now I have my little go to Joseph sticker on my computer. And it's like such a good reminder, because I sit down at my computer to do work or to do like Sunday, Monday stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, go to Joseph. Cause he's always here.
He's always here. He's always ready. The confidence piece in prayer has been coming up a lot too. So that was that. I mean, again, I just picked it up to kind of read through the Total Consecration again on just pieces, but like, I had flipped to that piece where it was like, go in confidence with your prayers. And that's a good reminder.
We love that. All right, everyone, go in confidence. Go in confidence to Joseph. Happy St. Joseph's Day to everyone. And thank you, Katie, so much for your time and your wisdom and sharing your goodness with us. We are very blessed.
Ditto, right back at you. Hope everyone has a great feast day. And hope this year is your year of St. Joseph.
Amen. Yes, we love. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
So much for joining us for another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at thesundaymonday_, or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. Until next time, thanks so much for being here. Get back to work. I love you all. Bye.